Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today I'm sharing with you my earnestly contending letter for February 2026. It is titled, God Has Spoken. One of the greatest theological errors in the history of the church has been the idea of continuing revelation in the sense of extra-biblical revelation on par with Thus Saith the Lord. This has so infiltrated the professing church that people commonly say, God told me, and then proceed to give forth a supposed authoritative message that has come directly from God. Charismania, in general, holds to continuing prophecy for today. So supposedly we have a whole host of professing believers constantly receiving inspired messages from God that are equal to the Scripture. That has spawned a plethora of false teachings that are in fact the doctrines of demons, which the Spirit expressly says will define the latter times, 1 Timothy 4:1. Many people have no idea how serious it is to claim to have a direct extra-biblical message from God. This is cultic in nature. The penalty in the Old Testament for falsely claiming to speak for God was death. The book of Revelation is the capstone of the whole of Scripture. This capstone, in the strongest of terms, warns not to add to or take away from this book. And what applies to the capstone applies to the whole of Scripture. Revelation 22, 18 and 19. Jesus told the apostles that the Spirit would guide them into all the truth. And he did. John 16, 13. All believers who follow after them believe in Christ, quote, through their word, John 17, 20. We know the spirit of truth from the spirit of error through the inspired message of the apostles, 1 John 4, 6. Through the apostles, the faith was once for all delivered to the saints, Jude 3 and 17. God is still speaking. He speaks to people through the illumination and application of his word. Yes, he opens and closes doors. Yes, he providentially guides and leads through circumstances. However, to say, I believe God is leading me is one thing, but to say God told me is quite another. To claim God has revealed extra-biblical inspired truth on par with the Bible is heretical. The Bible is a closed book. The canon is complete. We call it the Word of God for a reason. Pastor, quote, in quotes, Pastor Bill Johnson of Bethel Church in Redding, California, has spawned what I call the Bethel brand. Through copious writings and music, the Bethel brand has saturated the Christian community far and wide. Bill claims it is wrong to add to the Bible, and yet at the same time, he adamantly insists that God is still speaking through specific extra-biblical revelation. In this, he speaks out of both sides of his mouth. This is conflicted and contradictory. A common tagline from Bethel is, quote, don't put God in a box, with the idea that God's revelation is not just restricted to the Bible. This nuance comes through constantly in Bill Johnson's teaching. For example, in his book, When Heaven Invades Earth, he says, quote, Jesus did not say, my sheep will know my book. It is his voice that we are to know. Why the distinction? Because anyone can know the Bible as a book. The devil himself knows and quotes the scriptures, but only those whose lives are dependent on the person of the Holy Spirit will consistently recognize his voice. Well, to separate the voice of God from his word sets the stage for additional extra-biblical revelation. This idea gives authority to personal revelation outside the Scriptures and in addition to Scripture. This contradicts the truth that the canon of Scripture is complete and sufficient for the whole of faith and practice. God's Word is truth. The Spirit is the Spirit of truth, the guide of the apostles into all the truth, John 16, 13. In the past, God spoke in the mode of partial, progressive, piecemeal revelation. But now in these last days, God has spoken to us in his Son. And in his Son, we have full and final revelation from God. Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. Johnson's critical error is not rightly dividing the word of truth when it comes to the completed canon of Scripture. To insist on more revelation undermines the faith once for all delivered. This is a most serious error that ushers in a whole host of errors. Justin Peters shares, "If you want to hear God speak, read your Bible. If you want to hear God speak audibly, read your Bible out loud." Justin Peters. Well, this is Pastor Dwight J. Oswald earnestly contending.